Come in. Good morning, Ramesh. Help yourself. You know where it is.
Yes, thank you.
I hope we didn't disturb you too much last night, hammering.
It did get a bit loud at times.
We were putting up some more shelves, and Mundy wanted to get them ready for this morning. Unfortunately, it took us rather longer than we first anticipated.
Never mind.
Word, George. You're most long-suffering. First, you have to put up with all the noise of the conversion over the Yuletide period, and now I come through and disturb you relaxing in your dressing gown over your Saturday morning breakfast.
Hang on, Ramesh. Let me just turn this off.
Never a moment.
You'll do nothing of the kind. I won't pretend that this is the ideal arrangement either, but it's me that's here on Sundays, not you. You bought the place.
Well, you're warm.
It still is, thanks to you. And if things have changed a bit, you won't find me complaining. I'm grateful to be here, so don't worry.
Okay.
I'm glad you looked in, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
Yes, my check came this morning from the solicitors.
For the sale of the shop?
The whole carry on. Sale of the shop, Cass Estates, the lot. What you got in there?
Well, that's good news. So now you're a wealthy man, eh?
Oh, he's quite a handsome figure, yes. Do you know, I wouldn't have swapped Cat all the money in the world. Besides, it's not all mine, is it?
Hmm?
The money. By rights, half of it belongs to Shirley and Cliff. So, I can't glue it all on a round-the-world cruise or something, can I?
Or a Rolls Royce.
I don't think the manager would appreciate that very much, him coming to work on the tube and his chief cashier driving up in a Rolls. Not the done thing at all. Anyway, I just wanted to take this opportunity of thanking you for your check. And saying, you just go ahead and live your lives and do what you want and forget that I'm here at all.
You say so, George.
I do.
You're very. But now I must return to the shop.
Yes. And Ramesh, good luck. I hope you'll be very successful.
Worried, Lord. Even if we have to deal with 7 days of
24 hours a day.
You'll see.
That's about it.
There we go.
Could I stir now, please, Mommy?
Yes, of course.
But remember, it's boiling water.
I have done it before.
Do you think he'll like raspberry jelly?
Oh, I think everybody likes raspberry jelly, don't you?
Abby doesn't. We are having sausage rolls as well, aren't we?
Yes. Everything you had at your birthday party.
Great. I bet you like sausage rolls.
Yes. Ah? Who? Just a moment. Daddy, darling.
I'm stirring the jelly.
I can do that.
No, I'll do it. I'll come and say hello when I've finished.
Well, don't forget now.
I won't.
Oh, morning,
well, that's a surprise.
Scraps and things. Toys. They're not selling brushes. Well, there are a few odds and ends that turned me up the plane in the LA on Tuesday after the party. And a surprising company dropped off. Late people were sleeping. His helicopters are out.
That's me, yeah, he was looking for Snoopy last night, perhaps, because he came to his bed.
You don't think I'm fussing?
Not at all. Will you stay for coffee, Peter?
No, I don't think so. It's just a good morning. It's good, so don't mind.
Yes, of course. Oh, how's father?
Well, much the same. There's good days and bad days. Bad days. No, father. It's a lot of looking after. He's asking for this. I'm driving him mad. A little bell he's dug up from somewhere. Long. It's jangle, jangle, jangle. It gets on one's nerves.
Sure. Jeremy, there was something we could do to help.
Well, you have helped, haven't you? Jeremy. Is he around at all?
Yes, he's in the kitchen making a jelly.
Ah.
He knows you're here. He said he'd be in as soon as he's finished.
Oh, I see.
I'll give him a call, shall I?
Oh, no, no, don't spoil the good work, but perhaps I might just put him around the door.
You go ahead.
Thanks. Shall I be a moment?
What are you shaking your head about?
Well, it's unhealthy, isn't
it? What is?
It's just preoccupation with Jeremy.
What preoccupation? He's simply brought in some toys.
That was an excuse, love. Which you chose to play along with.
What?
Jeremy didn't ask for Snoopy last night, did he? He was too busy playing pontoon with Alexis.
Well, Peter's had a raw deal. Having to take in Father at the cost of losing Jeremy. Even if it is only for a while, I feel sorry for him. Matt, why are you always so hard on Peter?
Hard on him? Me?
Hello, Jeremy.
Oh, hi, Dad.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Ah, making a jelly, eh?
Raspberry. It's for tea.
Oh, that's nice. Look, I've brought you some toys over. Snoopy, in case you might miss him, and a few other odd things.
So we're having sausage rolls as well.
Oh, splendid. Oh, the girls send their love, by the way. And Liz.
Actually, we're having everything we had for tea on my birthday. I think that's all melted now, don't you?
Yes, yes, it looks like it. You were having some sort of celebration.
Yes, didn't you know? Mr. Tully's coming over from the boatyard. Isn't that brilliant? Cliff?
Yeah?
What do you think?
What do I think of what?
The blouse and skirt.
Huh?
Oh, blimey, Cliff. Tear yourself away from the sports page for 1 minute, will you? How do you think I look?
All right, why?
Well, it's what I'm thinking of wearing on Monday.
Where to?
Where to? Honestly, I could wring your neck sometimes. To the Herald. Where else? I'm starting a new job on Monday, remember? I don't know what to wear. I think this looks drab and horrible.
Well, I have seen you look more glamorous here.
You say that again.
Does it matter?
Yes, I want to make a reasonable first impression, don't I?
Yeah, on who, though? The blokes, huh? You're not going there as a sex object, Shirley. You're going as an accounts clerk. And surely the impression you want to make is being good at accounts, not...
Yeah, well, there's a difference between turning up looking like a sex object and turning up looking like somebody's maiden aunt, isn't there? And that's how I feel in this.
Well, wear something else, then.
Like what?
Huh?
I've got nothing else, Cliff. 2 summer dresses, 1 evening skirt, and this. That's the full extent of my wardrobe, apart from jeans and things.
Well, if it worries you, buy something else.
What with? We're skint, in case you hadn't noticed. We're pretty well surviving on what you bring home from the pub. And how much does that leave over for luxury? Sweet F.A.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not getting at you. It's just, well, I'm a bit nervous about Monday. Oh, like you said, never mind. It's not important. Who cares how I look?
Well, I do.
What?
I've got 50 quid odd tucked away.
No.
Come on, sir.
I don't want it.
Listen.
I'll do something to my hair or something. Use a different colour lipstick, buy some new eyeshadow, something like that. But we'll keep your 50 quid till it's needed.
Give us a kiss, then.
What time is it?
Well, what the heck's the time got to do with it?
Well, there's something I want to watch on BBC Two.
What?
Open University.
Oh, it's 5 minutes, yeah?
No.
Look, I want a kiss, not a...
Yeah, but one thing tends to lead to another with you, doesn't it?
All right.
Tell you what you can do, though.
What?
Well, I've drawn up a little shopping
list. Oh, hell, Shirley, you know how I feel about
shopping.
But
it's not a lot to get, just some things from the Patel.
Look, I'll toss you for it, right?
I've got to watch my programme,
you
Cliff.
You call.
Cliff?
Call.
Oh, okay. But if I'm right, don't go saying it's the best of 3.
I'm waiting, Shirley.
All right, then. Ed.
Oh.
The list's on the kitchen table. It was Diana Austin.
Hmm?
On the phone.
Oh, yes. What did she want, Di?
Well, to congratulate me on the mothers and daughters thing I'm running in the Herald, would you believe? Must be the first time I've ever done anything she's halfway approved of. Oh, well, first time for everything. How are things at the old bakery? Was Jeremy pleased to get his things?
Oh, not particularly.
Oh.
And Lynn was patronising, and Matt was snide.
So a good time was had by all.
Yes, I
Wish I hadn't gone there now.
I did say, if Jeremy wants anything, to let him ask.
Well, I wanted to see him, Liz. I seem so empty when he's not around.
Thank you.
You know what I mean. You're at the Herald most of the time, or stuck at a typewriter here, and one can't exactly hold any sort of a conversation with the girls. I miss him, and I'd assumed in my innocence that he'd been missing me too.
Oh, darling, I'm sure he is.
He's got a funny way of showing it. He barely acknowledged I was there. Too busy making a jelly for Mr. Tully's tea.
Mr. Tully?
Yes, they invited him to tea. Without adding insult to injury. And please don't tell me I'm overreacting, because I know I am.
It won't be for long, darling. You'll have Jeremy back as soon as Arthur's better.
When will that be?
Well, it can't take forever, can it?
I wonder.
Ah, a summons from on high.
I'd better see what he wants, I suppose. I think we'd better find a way of losing that Bella father's as soon as possible. It's worse than his perpetual quotations from King Lear.
Shirley? Hey, Shirley, where are you?
I'm in the bedroom, doing things to my eyes.
You're back early, aren't you? What's the matter?
I got some news for you, darling. All our problems are over.
What?
It's arrived.
What has?
Whoa.
Oh! That'd be so rough, Cliff. You'll smack my eyes shadow.
The check.
What check?
The check. Your mother's money. Everything she left. George got it this morning.
Oh, I didn't.
He did.
You've seen it?
No, not him personally. No, I saw Ramesh. He told me. He was just as excited as I was. It sounds as if it's quite a bit too shell. Ramesh said George was talking about Round the World cruises and Rolls Royces, stuff like that. So it's not chicken feet. And half of it is out of it. Oh, Shirley.
I can't believe it. Oh, I knew it would have to happen, but now it has. I think I'm going to have to sit down.
Thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
Oh. What do we do with it?
I don't know.
Well, we've got to do something. Something unforgettable.
Yes.
Well, I know it's what Kath would have wanted, that we should enjoy it, make the most of it while we're young. Well, don't just sit there, Shirley. Come on.
Where?
Over to George's. What do you think? Let's get that check out of him now while he's in the mood.
Oh, I can't go like this, Cliff.
Why not?
Well, look at my eye shadow. One eye's green and the other's purple.
Oh, who cares? You are a woman of substance now, my darling. Anything goes. Come on.
Thank you.